Let's head to the Windy City of Chicago and the big news with Tony La Russa. Now, we know he's been in the game the last 9 years, last time he managed the 2011 World Series Cardinals. And for a guy that's got his hand on the beat of the city and the pulse of the sports city, it's David Kaplan, ESPN 1000. As always, David, great to hear your voice. Hopefully everybody's safe and healthy. How you doing?
Everybody, God bless, is safe and healthy here. I hope everyone is with you, and it's always an honor to be on with you.
The reaction of Tony La Russa out of retirement. What's it like in Chicago?
I love it, but you know, I'm a Tony La Russa fan. I've interviewed him a billion times. I really like Tony. And I think it's, you know, the White Sox are better today because he's managing. Yet I would tell you that if you judge by social media or talk radio, the overwhelming majority of Sox fans hate this hire. Hate it.
Why do they hate it? Why?
They think he won't be able to connect with the younger player. They feel like some of the guys like Tim Anderson, bat flip and all the swag and everything, and they're talking about trying to change the game. They think Tony will stifle that, and they don't like the fact that he's 76. People are ageists. So I, again, love the hire. I think they are going to win a World Series with Tony La Russa, but I can tell you the fan base is not happy.
Who did they want? If not Tony La Russa, who is so tight with Jerry Reinsdorf.
They wanted A.J. Hinch.
But even with his baggage, they want A.J. over Tony La Russa?
Yep, that's who they wanted because he's young and hip and, you know, the hot name, and the White Sox never even interviewed him.
What has this been like with their front office? What are you hearing in terms of, we've heard some reports that there was some strife in terms of some wanted Tony, some did not. This is an ownership decision. What kind of light can you shed on that?
What I've heard is that this was not Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams who run baseball ops. This was not their hire. They wanted A.J. Hinch. They wanted to talk to Alex Cora and Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, and he has every right, man. It's his money in there. He said, I'm going to right or wrong. I should never have fired Tony La Russa in 1986, and I'm getting him back. And that's what he did.
What did you think of the press conference yesterday, and what did most people think of it's not a press conference. Well, it is, but it's a Zoom. What did most people think of how he handled that, and also some of the difficult questions that he had to address about, you know, Colin Kaepernick and what he felt 4 years ago about kneeling for the flag, the anthem, that kind of thing?
I thought Tony was good. I thought he was prepared. I think he was not blindsided by any of these questions. Rick Hahn's reaction the first 5 minutes struck me as, yeah, I want to introduce Tony La Russa, and he wasn't my choice. That's just how it looked.
Really?
Yeah, he did not look like he was I'm the GM and this is my handpicked manager. Everybody here believes that it was, okay, that's what you want to do. You're the owner. We'll go along with it. That's how it's being perceived in Chicago.
In terms of the media, are there any people that are kind of left from the time that he was with the White Sox? And certainly there's got to be people that are left from when he was managing the Cardinals against the Cubs. So there's got to be some familiarity there.
Yeah, oh, no question about it. There is a ton of the media that are still here and active from when he was with the Cardinals. There's not much left from when he was here in 1986 when he was fired. Really, I can't even think of anyone who would be.
In terms of how you think he'll handle the media, I don't think that's going to be a problem for him whatsoever. In a big media town like Chicago, what do you think?
I think he'll be perfect at it. Perfect. Tony is a polished, smart man. He is a brilliant baseball guy. And I don't understand why White Sox fans are so down on the hire unless, you know, it's the whole social justice angle of it. But if it's just because he's 76, so what? We're getting ready to elect a president, and either one of them is going to be that age or older in a way more difficult job. So I think the White Sox got a lot better today.
The aspect of him being bilingual, fluent in Spanish, obviously speaks English. Was that brought up in how he could talk to the players and communicate with the players?
Yeah, it was finally brought up. If you go on social media, because most people didn't see the Zoom conference, most people are like, how could we not get someone who can speak to our Latin players? And I'm screaming on the radio today, are you people that stupid? This guy's bilingual. Yes, he speaks better Spanish than Rick Renteria, the guy they just fired. So, yeah, I think, again, I can't say it more strongly than this. It's a good day if you're a White Sox fan.
Rick Renteria was on the cusp of not inheriting, but having a very good Cubs team, gets fired. They win the World Series. Rick Renteria with the White Sox. White Sox turn it around. They go into postseason play, fired. What does Tony have to do differently that Rick Renteria wasn't doing? By all accounts, from the outside, a good guy and a good baseball man.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a great baseball man, but he's not a great strategist. Tony has to show that he can manage the pitching staff. Rick, I thought, did a poor job, especially with his bullpen, on how he orchestrated things, and that, in the end, I think, was what ended up getting him.
We know that Dave Duncan will not be a part of his coaching staff, who has been his right-hand man through all those years, whether it was in Oakland, with the White Sox, with the Cardinals. His coaching staff was much mentioned about that and what kind of direction he may go.
They did not say. We heard some rumors that Joe McEwing, that Joe McEwing would be his bench coach, but we have not heard any confirmation of that. So that's where I'm expecting to go. What they're going to do for a pitching coach, they fired Don Cooper, and I don't know where they're going to go with that.
Would Joe be the guy to follow Tony, in your opinion?
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all. They like Joe McEwing a lot. So if you're at Tony's, side for the next, let's call it, 3 seasons, you win a World Series, why wouldn't you hand it off to Joe McEwing? I think it would be a perfect hire.
I was just going to ask you, and this is my final question, how many years do you think Tony La Russa does this?
3.
Really? You've got him going to 79?
Yep, I do.
David, this is a hard job. He's 76.
Baseball, Danny Mac. He's a brilliant guy. It's baseball. He's going to be just fine. And you can put a lot of things on other people and get them to handle certain responsibilities to lighten your load. I'm excited to be a White Sox fan.
All right, my man. You're the best. Keep it going in the Windy City. ESPN 1000's David Kaplan. Thanks, Cap.
Have a great day, my man. You know I'm a huge fan.